Rumble's Radio Business Focus. Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.
And on this edition, we're discovering Ilkley with Adam from Alpkit in the Station Plaza. Fairly new to Ilkley. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, no, really good. We've had a very warm reception from the people of Ilkley. They've all been very kind. We've had a lot of good chats, packets of biscuits even brought into us, and books and all sorts of things. Yeah, no, no. I mean, with Ilkley being on the edge of so much adventure, it suits what we do very well indeed. Yeah, yeah.
So what do you sell? I mean, looking around the shop, you've got lots of outdoor clothing, you've got stuff for bikes, you've got backpacks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the main premise is just to go outdoors and do good things with people. So it's everything from waterproof jackets to wetsuits for wild swimming. We've got our own mountain bike range, bike packing equipment, rucksacks, bouldering pads, all sorts. Yeah, pretty much everything to get you out and have fun.
And obviously you opened in the summer. You know, we're getting into those winter months now, so people are going to need things to keep them safe and warm and dry when they're out and about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I think Alpkit really excels at that really. Yeah, so you know, a lot of our customers maybe just need to keep dry because they walk their dog every day, or they might be preparing, now the season's coming in very soon, to go mountaineering, climbing, ice climbing in Scotland, skiing, that kind of thing. And so we cater for all those really. Yeah.
And in terms of the products that you sell, are they Alpkit branded? Are they other brands?
Pretty much exclusively to Alpkit, actually. Yes, we have our own team of designers, sort of in-house. Our head office is in Nottingham, and they basically design everything there, and then it gets made. Some of it made in the UK, some of it not, and then we sort of test it, try it out, and if it's any good, it gets put into production and then sold on to the customers. Yeah.
There are one or two outdoor shops already in Ilkley, but it's not a lot. You know, some towns, I think of Skipton, there's about 20. There's a lot. So actually, yeah. there was a market here for you to open into.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I believe there was a specific sort of outdoor shop that had closed down recently. So we've kind of filled that gap. And the people of Ilkley all seem really happy we're here. And they let us know that as well, which is pretty cool.
And in terms of things to do around here, as you mentioned, there's the moors, there's the cow and calf, there's so much outdoor activity that people can get involved in. Do people come in here asking for recommendations of places to go as well?
Yeah, that happens quite a lot, actually. Yeah,
have you got any suggestions for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as sort of, I mean, my personal thing is rock climbing, and we're very, very well geared up for that. Like you said, with the cow and calf, and there's a lot of bouldering around. There's Arms Cliff and Cayley Crags, which is like a world-class bouldering spot. So I think the good thing about our store is we're very lucky to have lots of different members of staff with different interests. So we have somebody who's interested in wild swimming. So if somebody wants to come in and buy a wetsuit, they've got somebody who does it as their passion, which is important when you're talking to people about, you know, spending, I don't know, maybe £200 on a wetsuit. They want to know that they're in safe hands, which they are here. So that's pretty unique, I think. Yeah,
super. And in terms of the size of the store, it's enormous. You know, you look from the outside, you think, oh, there's another little shop there, but actually it's like an Aladdin's cave in here. You've got so much stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was our main challenge, was getting people off the street to come in and have a look. And everybody who walks through the tunnel to get here, but when they do get inside, they're like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And yeah, for sure.
Well, nice to talk to you. If people want to pop in and have a look, we'd encourage them to do that just on the Station Plaza in Ilkley. And you can find out more about all the businesses around town at discoverilkley.co.uk or on the Discover Ilkley app.
Rumble's Radio Business Focus. Brought to you by Ilkley Beard and Bradford Council, supporting local businesses.